Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality. This audio tour guide will be your constant companion in your journey through the unknown and surreal. As you approach our exhibits, the audio tour guide will provide you with information and insights into their nature and history. Do not attempt to interact or communicate with the exhibits. Do not feel pressured to interact or communicate with the audio tour guide. If you believe that the audio tour guide may be deviating from the intended tour program, please consider adjusting your preconceived notions of what the intended tour program may be. While the staff here at the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity and Mortality do their absolute best to ensure the safety of all visitors, accidents can happen. The museum is not liable for any injury, death, or subpar accent work that may occur during your visit. Enjoy your tour, and good luck. Here we have an antique garden gnome. Roughly a foot tall, this chubby little fellow with his pointy red cap and cheeky features is of a kind with thousands of other garden ornaments like him. Like most other garden gnomes, he is made from terracotta and is depicted as a small bearded man in a button-up coat and sturdy work boots. This specific gnome is holding a fishing rod mid-swing, but others might be posed standing upright, sitting down, holding pickaxes or lanterns, or any other number of variations. While ornamental figures have existed for millennia in many cultures, often depicting various gods or other figures, the garden gnome, as we know them today, emerged in the last few centuries and is based on the folkloric figure of the gnome. These impish underground dwellers have been given a broad number of features and traits, depending on the specific story being told, but they are often shown to be mischievous and tricksy. They torment those who intrude upon their traditional spaces, sabotaging the homes and industries of those humans foolish enough to raise their ire. While garden gnomes are certainly less openly sinister than their mythological counterparts, there remains an air of mischief to these sculpted figures, and their poses may show them engaging in pranks or legerdemain. This garden gnome in particular is... Hang on, excuse me for a moment. We actually don't seem to have a garden gnome exhibit listed in my database at the moment. That's odd. Let me just... Excuse me. Oh. The gnome is... gone. Okay. Well, I guess that'll be a problem for me at some point. No, it's fine. Let's just move on.
And yeah, after the escape, we haven't heard anything more from the security department. Thought we were onto something with a different contractor, but that was a dead end.
Oof, your audio guide wasn't kidding about this being a bit of a mess. You want me to sort all that out? We might need to up my fee.
We might need to decide on a fee in the first place, and no, we don't want you to sort all that out. Hopefully all we need from you is turning the glassway in the security shelter back on, if that's how we put that.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard.
Well, we'll see.
We have every faith in your abilities, Amina.
Do all of you just carry copies of your museum's audio guide and a little speakerphone then?
Yeah, you should too.
Alrighty then.
Okay, take my hand.
Excuse me?
It's for... Our security department is located in some kind of quantum realm. I don't know. It's like a pocket world attached to the museum, but separate, where only the security officers could go. Meant they could deploy anywhere in the museum at a moment's notice, but when we lost all of them, it turned getting there into a massive pain. The people who knew how to grant access are gone, so the research department had to bang together this little thing. Mimics the signature or something of our one remaining security officer.
Looks like a pocket watch.
It's fitting if you know why.
Yeah, but the relevant thing is, we need to hold hands so the gadget thinks we're just one person. Otherwise, things go bad fast.
Oldest excuse in the book. Anything to hold a pretty young lady's hand.
Exactly. Come on.
Fine.
Right. Hold on to your lunch.
Oh, I hated that. It feels like my insides are back to front.
Yep, that doesn't get any better. Shelter's just up ahead. Afternoon, lads. Just here to... Jesus, it's a long story and you don't have to worry about it. Just be ready to lock the shelter door behind us if you hear screaming.
My, you do know how to make a guest comfortable.
Yeah, there's a reason I'm not in charge of patronage. Now, the shelter's been cleaned inside and out since the incident, but considering the scale of the thing, there's only so much that could be done.
Honestly, it's almost too clean now. Feels like a morgue.
Yeah, you're really great at the tactful talk yourself. Alright, there it is.
Looks like a normal mirror to me.
So glad we called an expert.
Actually, the story behind the mirrors is fascinating. They're all from the final batch of mirrors sent out by a company called...
Guide? Please, no details unless I ask for them. The context can color things in an unintended way.
Right, sorry. So sorry. I'll keep my speaker shut. Stupid.
So the mirror can't be removed from the wall?
Nah. My understanding is that when the shelters were designed, they thought having a big piece of glass might be a risk. Extended lockdown leading to stress and all that. Stuck to the wall, there's less chance of it being misused.
Smart. Grim, but smart. Okay, right. I'll get to work. Right away, I'm not seeing any markings or anything of note. The guide said something about some markings being made on a different mirror somewhere else in the museum?
Yes, the clockwork mother and I... Long story. After the glassways were created, we found the remains of a mirror from one of our exhibits. It appeared to have some markings on it, and the larger shards still functioned as glassways after it was shattered.
Do you still have it?
Unfortunately, the remains of the mirror were cleaned up at some point by our dustpan and brush before anyone could secure them, and nobody's really sure where the things the dustpan cleans go. Again, long story.
Yeah, I'm starting to get that impression. Well, give me a minute, and we'll see if I can't figure anything out.
Here's hoping.
Did she have a bag when she came in?
Nope. Just don't try to think too hard about things like that when witches are involved.
Right. So, how's things?
Fine. You?
Oh, you know, good to not be in fairyland, you know.
Yeah, sure. Sounds like it was a pain.
Yeah. Otherwise, just giving tours, you know. Been a few weeks since.
Sure.
Hmm.
Well, Amina, if this is going to be a while, I might go handle some other business. If you need anything, just talk to one of the people over there at the door. Don't hesitate to...
No need. I'm done.
Oh, that was fast.
Yeah, well, you know that thing about how it's impossible to prove a negative?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's kind of the opposite when it comes to magic. Complete pain in the ass to prove that something is definitely, absolutely, 100% happening because of magic. But if there's no magic at play at all, you can pretty much tell right away.
I feel like that means it should... Wait, what are you saying? There's no magic here?
Not in the mirror. Not enchanted. Not now, not ever. Completely mundane mirror.
But it was a glassway. That's how the security department reached the beach in the first place. There's no way it could...
Damn it. We knew Astrid was being cagey with the details. She wasn't being completely honest about some things. But if there was never even a bloody glassway here, what the hell does that even mean? We're going to need to completely reevaluate everything
that we've... Hold up there. I said the mirror isn't magic. I didn't say I don't know what happened here.
Okay. Go on then.
This mirror has had its time messed with.
Messed with? What does that mean?
Oh, God.
What? What's wrong?
Tell me we're not doing time travel shit here.
We may be.
Oh, wow. I've never been involved in any time travel business before. There's a couple of exhibits that feature it.
Yeah, I've never been involved in any time travel stuff either because it seems like a good way to drive yourself crazy keeping timelines straight or trying to avoid accidentally preventing your own birth. What even makes you say the mirror's time is messed with? What does that even mean?
What, you can't smell it?
What?
Yeah, I suppose that's fair. It's not something you notice until you know to look for it, but this thing absolutely reeks of chronochore.
What's, quote, chronochore, unquote?
Well, you know petrichor, that smell of rain after a dry spell?
Not really, but sure.
Well, chronochore is like that, except it's the smell left behind when time gets messed with. And this spot, right in front of the mirror, absolutely reeks of it. Actually, so did your break room. It's why I noticed it here so quick.
Oh, come on. Are we actually doing this?
Look, calm down, you big baby. Tell me, have you ever had to go out of your way to avoid time travel? Or is this just a knee-jerk thing for you?
I admit, it doesn't exactly come up much.
Yeah, that's because time travel doesn't come up much. It's pretty limited. You can't just go, get out of that parking ticket by telling my past self to park somewhere else. The version of time travel where you go back and change things, well, I haven't encountered it and I've been all over.
So, what does it mean that the mirror has time travel vibes?
Right. So, you know how in some stories about time travel, it's either you can go back and change things, then when you go back home, things will be different, or you can go back, but it's a closed loop. So you always went back and anything you do, you already did?
Oh, or in some fictional settings, you can go back, but any changes you make a new branching timeline.
Well, yeah, if that was relevant, I would have mentioned it.
Right, sorry I interrupted.
I'm already getting a headache.
Oh, shush. Now, as far as our reality is concerned, the second one is the only one that works. Again, as far as I've seen. So, if you go back in time, you're only ever going to do things that have already happened in your relative past. You go back to stop an assassination or do one, whatever floats your boat. Turns out, in your past, there was already a guy, you, who failed at that. It's a closed loop. You with me so far?
Yeah.
Now, here's where it gets a little complicated, so...
Jesus.
Oh, shush. So, in order to travel through time, you have to find a spot where the... time fabric, or whatever, is weakened. Thing is, it's only ever weakened by somebody traveling through time. Every instance of someone who's traveled has only been possible because the loop was created to begin with.
I'm not sure I...
Yeah, so how to visualize it? Say you get home one day and find an EpiPen on your counter. You don't know where it came from, so you just toss it in a drawer. Then you have a friend over that night, and they have an allergic reaction to something. And, oh, thank God, I have an EpiPen. Day saved. Then, at some point in the future, you find a weak spot in the fabric of time, and you use that weak spot to go back and put that EpiPen on the counter in the first place. You got it?
Yeah.
Now see, the EpiPen is there because a future version of you put it there. The weakness in time is there because a future version of you put it there.
But it's only there because... You can only use it because it's there. And it's only there because you use it.
Yes! Yes! See? You get it.
I don't even have a head and it's aching.
I hate this shit!
So you can only go back in time if you were already going to go back. So really there's no changing to be done. It's just doing what was already done.
Exactly.
What does that mean for us in the here and now then? What's that tell us about the mirror and can we turn it back into a glassway?
Turn it back? No. I know the incantation used to create the... you've been calling them glassways. I always just call them portals. Feels a little silly.
Please don't tell the head of restoration that.
Sure. Well, I could probably turn this mirror into a glassway, but I don't think there's any way of making it go to the same place it did when the last person used it. The way the spell works is it opens portals to different places willy-nilly according to the specifications written on the base mirror. If we had the base mirror, maybe, but...
Right. But you're saying that this mirror was never actually a glassway anyway.
Well, not yet.
God damn it.
The time residue wouldn't be there if the mirror hadn't already traveled through time. It's a closed loop.
I just really don't want to get caught up in any time travel nonsense, okay? I just don't want to deal with it.
Well then, I guess we'll have to suffer with the consequences of failing to close the loop.
God damn it. What would those be?
Well, it's all theoretical. This sort of thing can only ever happen once, but... You know a Mobius strip?
Yes.
Imagine that getting tied in a knot, then having the ends pulled until it snaps in the middle.
And let me guess. That's the universe.
You got it.
So if we don't go back, we risk destroying the universe. And if we do go back, but change something by accident, we risk destroying the universe.
Theoretically, you shouldn't be able to change anything at all, but sure.
Yep. I hate...
Oh, also, if you interact with your past self, you might destroy the universe. That too.
Great. So next question is why the mirror has time residue or whatever. What caused that to happen? What does it have to do with it never having been a glassway all of a sudden?
Oh, that's easy.
Enlighten us.
Because we're about to go back and swap it for the version that was a glassway.
What?
What does that even mean?
It's not so complicated. The reason it's not a glassway is because we're about to take this mirror off the wall, go back to a point in time after it became a glassway, swap them, and take the glassway version back to our present.
But that would mean, if that's always what happened because of the time loop, then the only reason the mirror isn't a glassway now is because we ourselves swap it for the past version. So this whole thing is just a weird little loop with no intent behind it.
Yep. You'd be surprised by how often this happens.
I hate this shit!
The reason we're going to travel back is because we're going to travel back because we're going to travel back. Sorry, had to reset there before a logic cascade broke my mind.
You're both taking this very harshly.
Look, it's not that I don't trust your expertise in this matter, but I feel like we should have some more evidence that this is the right path before we risk traveling through time. What are you doing?
How's the mirror supposed to be attached to the wall?
It's built into the wall, set into the concrete. You can't...
Looks more like super glue to me. Lots of it, granted.
And let me guess. In your bag, you've got...
Never leave home without a bottle.
Why? That seems like a specific sort... Sorry, off topic.
I've also got a crowbar in here that's just perfect for prying mirrors out of concrete.
Yeah, all right, Mary Poppins. Fine. God damn it, fine. How much time do you need to get ready?
Well, if it was just me, I could get it done right away. But for two people, I need some more...
Fine. It can just be you then. You're the expert.
You know, you seemed like a tough guy until you opened your mouth. It's just time travel.
Just. Do you hear what you're saying?
We already know it'll work out fine. For the universe. In theory.
Uh-huh. Look. You should try to time your arrival towards the end of lockdown. That's a point where the glassway was open, but when there would be fewer people... alive to get in your way. Let me check the records. I'll find you a date to
aim for. Come on, it's really not that complicated. I don't determine when I get there. The loop is already...
Already happened. Always existed. Right. Well, shit. If we can't control that, I don't know that this is a good idea. There could be quite a few... crazed cannibals there.
No trouble. I'll be in and out in no time. And if anyone gets in the way, I've got this to protect me.
Oh, a bracelet. We actually have one a lot like that. Wait, how do you have that?
This isn't more time travel nonsense, is it?
Nah, I just made a copy of it before I gave you folks my auntie's to display. Actually, I'm not really sure if I gave you the right one now that I think about it.
Well, that might be for the best. We kind of lost the other one.
What?
Never mind. But perhaps I should go along with Amina, just in case there's any local knowledge that would help her.
I don't like it. Fine, here, take it.
Groovy. You're coming on an adventure guide.
Well, it's not actually my first adventure.
And don't forget to take the mirror back with you for the swap. Wouldn't want to break causality or anything.
Oh, good call, good call. I almost forgot. Thanks.
Jesus. Look, get your ritual together or whatever before I change my mind.
You got it, Sheesh. Did I agree? I grip somewhere. Hawk. Done.
Oh, that was... This is...
Not so bad considering you just broke half the laws of the universe, really.
No, it's not just... I'm all cut off from my... The rest of me. I'm distributed over a big network normally, but here, now, that network doesn't exist yet. So it's just me here in this little box. Feels weird.
I can imagine. Well, no, I can't. Not remotely.
Ah, I see the former security department were honest about the bodies.
Yeah, this is gnarly. Don't see anyone alive, though.
And the mirror is all hazy, so it's still a glassway at this point in the timeline. Okay, so either all of the security officers are already dead, or some of them are on the other side. In which case, they could come back at any moment. We should hurry up and take the mirror.
You know, if this is all about finding out what's on the other side of the glassway, we could just take a peek through it now, save some...
No, I think that would be very risky. Let's just take the mirror and... Hang on. Can we... Take me into the main room of the shelter?
I thought we were hurrying.
Humor me.
Okay. Oh, God, this is nasty as hell. Were they...
Eaten. Yes.
Oof. Not how I want to go. Is this all of them, or are there missing bodies?
Definitely some missing. They're on the other side of the glassway, alive or dead. We just... Oh.
What is it?
There's an extra body.
What, someone who wasn't supposed to be in the shelter?
No, someone who isn't supposed to be dead yet. The big man, shaved head. Can you go through his pockets? I want to be sure.
You're paying me a bonus. Okay, let's see. He's got a wallet in here. Funny you'd keep that after all that's happened here. But I guess there's nowhere else to throw it.
Open it, please.
Okay. Sullivan O'Leary. You know him?
Not really, but I knew of him. This is the head of security, Amina.
Makes sense he'd be here then.
No, not like the... Go and check the door. Make sure that this is... That we're still in lockdown.
Yeah, that's locked tight. Looks like they tried to jimmy it. Probably only made it worse. What's going on, guide?
Sully O'Leary was the head of security. He was the only member of the department we didn't get to interview because after the lockdown ended and everyone came back to life, the rest of the security department killed him for what he'd done to them during the lockdown. It was his idea to resort to cannibalism. And some other stuff, too.
Right.
He was also, according to the people we interviewed, the only member of the department who didn't die during the lockdown. He was alive and well right up until the point that the rest of the department came back alive and well and got their revenge.
So why is he dead now?
Yeah. Almost seems like the people we interviewed might have been full of shit. About that and possibly some other things.
Ooh, now I really want to see what's on the other side.
Amina, get your crowbar, get the mirror, and let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
If you enjoy the Mistome Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality, please consider supporting the show via Patreon, at patreon.com/domguilfoyle. You'll be helping to make sure the show keeps going, not just by supporting me, but also by giving money to go towards equipment, software, and hiring actors. Patrons of all tiers get access to an ad-free feed and access to new episodes a week ahead of the main feed, and you'll also get access to some bonus content. Everyone who subscribes at $10 or higher will get to have their name read out at the end of the next episode that gets released. And an extra special shout-out to curator-level patrons Sarah Worf, Bookworm, and Crow. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay safe out there. The Mistome Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality is written, produced, and performed by Dom Guilfoyle with the help of That's Not Canon Productions. This series was produced on Aboriginal land, and we recognise the strength, resilience, and enduring legacy of the Yagara and Turrbal people of this land. If you'd like more Mist Home, please subscribe and like the Facebook page, where more content is occasionally posted and where you can get in touch with us. The following is an advertisement that helps support the show's continued existence. If you'd like to support it more directly, visit thatsnotcanon.com for more information.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.